Brighton Business Show on Radio Reverb.
Welcome to the Brighton Business Show on 97.2 FM with Vivian Smith.
The Brighton Business Show on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
This show is sponsored by Shake It Up Creative. On today's show, I have three guests to entertain you. And for our main feature, we have Meg Fenn and Rachel Dines from Shake It Up Creative. So, hi there, guys. How are you today?
Hello. Hi,
Vivian. You're looking very calm and collected, so that's good. So Shake It Up Creative, that's an interesting name for a company. You must get lots of comments on that.
Yeah, we do. People tend to really like it. I think it stands out. It's a little bit different. It did take us a long time to come up with it and decide on our company name. But ultimately, we felt it was a really good fit for us.
Well, it's fun, isn't it? It's young and fun and just a little bit different, which is great.
Yeah.
So, Meg and Rachel, how did you start the company together? Did you know each other before? Were you friends beforehand?
We weren't friends, but we were working together in a different capacity. We were both freelance.
Right.
And I'm a marketing consultant, and I needed those tech skills. So I needed a designer and a developer and started subcontracting to Meg, and she subcontracted back. And we ended up working on projects together for about 6 years. And then one day we decided to formalize that because actually clients were utilizing all of our services very regularly, so for it to all come from one place made a lot of sense.
It was going that way very naturally. And so as Rachel said, it just made sense, and we wanted to do it, so that's what we did.
And now we are friends.
That's the happy benefit really of working together, isn't it?
Yes,
because obviously, you know, with two people in the company, you know, you've got to have each other's back. You've got to sort of supply what the other person, you know, you're fitting in, I guess, with what the other person needs as well. So it becomes a bit like a double act, doesn't it?
It does. There's lots of challenges in the beginning as well, because you are used to working alone.
Yeah.
So you get the benefits of actually having someone else to sound things out on. But also you've got to adjust, because suddenly you're not in charge of everything. You know, there are lots of mutual decisions to be made.
Of course, yeah. All right. And you're mainly business to business, aren't you? What services do you offer for organisations?
So our core services are graphic design, web design, marketing, PR and search engine optimization.
Okay. Or SEO.
SEO, yeah. You know, Vivian.
I know. I've been to one of your very good workshops, so I know a little bit about SEO, but not as much as you guys do. Okay, so let's break that down a little bit then. Web design, I mean, that's one of the things that you do, isn't it? And Meg, is that your kind of remit? That's your area, presumably?
Yeah, I mean, that's my background. When I was freelance, I ran a business. It was only graphic design and web design.
Okay.
So yeah, that is kind of my remit in a way. And also, it tends to be what we do a lot of, because companies tend to prioritize having a website and optimizing it. And so their budget is allocated towards that.
Okay.
So we do,
and I guess you've got to start with the logo and the look of the thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the words are pretty important, aren't they, Rachel? So I know that you're responsible for the copy side of things.
Yes, that's my department.
Yeah.
Although Meg's great with words too, but obviously we can't do everything, so we have divvy it up somehow. And we've got a great team that work with us as well, so we're lucky because we have lots of other expertise.
So you can get the branding running through, you know, from web design to perhaps the business cards to the thing. I mean, because you also do social media, don't you? And, you know, you look at campaigns for people, don't you?
We do, yes. And something we're doing a lot more of now is also looking at a company's purpose. It's something we've done for ourselves. And we feel that it really helps inform their marketing communications when they know why they're doing what they're doing and how they're going to do that.
Don't you find that a lot of companies have a sort of scattergun approach to their marketing, and they end up by sounding a little bit like they don't really know, you know, I guess that's what you're alluding to.
Yeah.
They don't really know what they're doing either. So why were their customers?
Natural.
Yeah, you know, yeah, sure.
As a business grows, and when it's not their capability, you know, they're doing what they're passionate about for their business, and they're in the business, they can't always be great at everything. So marketing is something that is often outsourced. And when we come in, we do find that it's been a bit ad hoc, that perhaps there isn't a set budget and everything is decided on a case-by-case basis. And we love coming in and actually streamlining it for them and trying to make things work, look at the ROI and just really improve things for them.
And I guess, Meg, it's important that you get to know a bit about their customer and who they're speaking to, because I think I'm right in saying that a lot of business owners make the mistake of you know, talking about what they want to talk about, but actually you really need to get to the bottom of what the customers want to hear, don't you?
It's essential to understand the market that they're in, their target market, and also the goals for their business, and as Rachel said, the purpose behind their company. Why do they do what they do? So we, you know, for us, it's really important for us to learn that, to understand that, and to kind of ingrain ourselves in that before we can even start to think about how their marketing plan or marketing activities would look.
And I guess it's quite important to pick the right kind of voice for the marketing, isn't it? Because companies are very different. I mean, you might have a small kind of fairly quirky brand or like a much larger kind of company. So I guess that's pretty crucial as well, isn't it?
It is, because it's getting harder and harder to stand out.
Yeah.
You know, we ourselves are in a saturated marketplace, but I think with social media, that's made everybody more accessible. So they're constantly competing for engagement and actually to be heard through their marketing.
And I mean, how do you differ from other companies? You're talking about, you know, standing out. And I know that you do, and you're, you know, well known in the local business community. But how is it that you stand out? What do you think are your standout kind of features?
Well, one thing is the way that we look. I think, you know, our branding catches people's attention straight away. And then, you know, when they speak to us and they get to know us, they do realize that we are a little bit different. We like to do things a little bit differently. We like challenges. But also one of the things that we do differently to other marketing design companies out there is that we don't lock clients down into long-term or even short-term contracts. We're very flexible. We like to work with our clients, not just for them. It's not a one suit fits all.
Okay.
You know, it's very bespoke. We're very personable when it comes to working out the best plan forward for companies. And I think that's something that really does make us stand out and makes us different.
Yeah, and we're doing everything. You know, we are involved and managing everything. Even if some of our team are working on something, it's not outsourced.
No, I understand. You've still got, you know, a very firm grip on what's happening.
Absolutely.
And
I think it's really
so
important.
You know what's going on. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And it means that people can be sure to get a very personal approach from you, which I think is reassuring. And, you know, I know that you were talking about budget, advertising budget and stuff. Is there a kind of rule of thumb for what proportion of, you know, business income people should put towards their budget? Because obviously the income they're taking vary. But do you have a sort of a rough guide for people? You know, because marketing can be very expensive. You want to make sure your money's going in the right place.
But it can be. And you will have heard in the past that people say, oh, it should be 10% of your turnover.
That's really what I was asking.
But
is there a percentage? Is there a magic number?
We rarely say that to people.
No.
Because if it's something that is returning, then it's working and it's worth that investment. So sometimes it might be less and sometimes it might be more.
Okay.
And often it grows. As the company grows, the budget grows.
Sure.
So it's natural evolution, really.
Of course. And I think it's one thing that a lot of companies try to do when they first start up. They try to do themselves and then quickly realize they actually need to bring the experts in, like like you two.
Yeah, so. And it's very common to hear that actually a company will only market themselves when they're quiet. And it's a huge mistake to make. It should be consistent, and it should be happening regularly so that there aren't as many peaks and troughs.
Sure. Because that's the other thing. I think that, you know, some businesses can be quite seasonal or cyclical, can't they? So I see what you're saying. You really want to be continuing with your marketing, being very consistent, so that if there is ever a dip, you've already got customers and people lined up waiting to come and call.
Yeah, yeah. It's easy to be transparent, I think. If you're suddenly having a push on marketing, people think, oh, they're looking for work, you know, or they're looking for to sell more of those things, whatever that might be. So if you're just consistent, then actually that isn't as publicly obvious.
Sure. Okay.
Radio Reverb. 97.2.
Radio Reverb.
So this is Vivian Smith on the Brighton Business Show with my guests Meg and Rachel from Shake It Up Creative. And we've been talking about some of the ways in which Shake It Up Creative is a little bit different from your average marketing company. And you get involved in lots of local Brighton events, don't you? Can you name just a few? I think you were a speaker, weren't you, Meg, at a very big...
Oh yes,
recently.
Yes,
she's Brighton. Very modest. You see, I'm just going to.
Well, actually, we've both been speakers at this conference, the Brighton SEO conference, which happens twice a year, and the most recent speaking engagement that I had was at the one in September of last year, and I was on the main stage, and it was a pretty scary big deal, but I did it, and
what audience? Size. Can you give us an idea what the size of the audience was?
Well, I heard that, the actual is at the Brighton Centre, so the capacity is about 4,500, but I heard there was around about 3,500 that day in the audience.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, she rocked it. She was amazing. Yeah.
And Rachel, you're also no stranger to a bit of public speaking, are you? So what was your latest kind of task like this that you had to wow an audience?
I haven't had as big as that. That was a big deal, I have to say. But I have spoken there in a smaller audience room, and also done some workshops and smaller speaking. Did some speaking at the Better Business Show over in Worthing, which is another annual event. So we have a real mixture of small, big, different types.
And I know you're both really busy. So what kind of drives you to keep going and be as enthusiastic as you are? Meg, what would you say your inspiration is? I know you get up very early in the morning, don't you? It's sort of stupid o'clock in the morning. And that's how you get it all done, presumably. That and being, you know, a wife and mother and all the rest of it.
Yeah, there's a lot to fit in during the day. I am really productive early on in the morning. But to go back to your question, what drives me, I think it's probably... People's what drives me. It's connecting, it's actually helping them and doing a really good job for them, and actually seeing the results that of our hard work to progress their own businesses and their companies and to really make a difference to their organizations. And for me, that is definitely the driving factor.
That kind of gives you the twinkle in your eye.
Yeah.
And how about you, Rachel?
I'd say that's the same, but also we both have the family drive as well.
Sure.
We both want to set a good example to our children. We both want to be successful in business and to provide, you know, to have something. If we can leave a legacy through the company, that would be phenomenal.
And it's so important, isn't it, to be a positive role model for today's kids, because it's tough out there, isn't it? I mean, it really is tough. And I think... Brighton's such an interesting area to work in, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, my children love saying, oh, mummy's the boss, which makes me laugh every time. And I say, well, kind of. but that's great.
And I know you're both keen to give back and do things to support local businesses, the local business community. So can you give us an idea about the kind of things that are on offer, if you like, for people who want to come and get some really expert advice from you, come and learn from your great store of knowledge?
Yeah, so the main thing that we do is called Shake It Hub, Design and Marketing Free Help Hub. And that's an initiative that we came up with during the first year that we were trading. And basically what it is it's a free drop-in help session for anybody to come. Usually it's business owners, or sometimes it's marketing managers, for them to come and see us, sit down with us, talk to us about their marketing, see how we can help improve it or change it in any way to make it better, and basically we're there to answer their questions and to help them you know, with any problems that they might have, whether it's with their website or the campaign that they're thinking of, or just to talk about their strategy and to help them out.
Fantastic. So there's no such thing as a free lunch, but there is a free hub. I like that. Okay. And Rachel, I know that there are. That's just one of the things that you do. So yes. what other things can you offer to local businesses?
We also have an annual competition, mm-hmm. which is called Shake to Create. It's just opened again recently, actually. Okay. And it's where we provide an opportunity for businesses to pitch to win 35 hours of our professional service time.
Wow, what a great idea.
Yeah, okay. So they can create a video and tell us actually what they're trying to achieve for their business and what help they need. And we're ideally looking for businesses that want growth, they want to refine things, perhaps they've got a bit of data that they want to work with, they've been trading for a couple of years and just need some help now. And we've had some brilliant success stories with that. A couple of them are on the website if anyone wants to have a look, but please do enter, anyone out there that's thinking that they might need services like ours but can't afford them right now.
And I think that's really rewarding, because obviously you were in a position once upon a time where you were both starting up, and I really like the fact that you're giving back and you're giving other people a bit of hope and a little bit of an incentive to kind of to keep on, to persevere, because as we said, you know, business can be tough.
Yes, that's actually why it started.
Yeah.
Because we felt that we were in a brilliant position when we started. We both had legacy clients. They all stayed with us. And we didn't need funding. We didn't need any external investment or support. And so we wanted to be able to give back to people that were in the position where we were in the beginning, and that, you know, they needed that help.
Sure. And what comes next for your company? I mean, obviously there's great things afoot always with you two, but what's kind of on the horizon at the moment?
Interesting question. We've always got so many things on the boil.
Without having to kill me, is there anything you can divulge at this point?
I think the purpose is going to be a big thing for us this year.
Okay.
I think that it's becoming a little bit of a buzzword, but actually it's more important to us than that.
Right.
And if we can help more companies actually work on their reason for being, mm-hmm. then that would be brilliant this year.
Yeah.
We've got some workshops coming up. We're teaching people about search engine optimization and content planning. And we've got big goals for the year, you know, financially,
sure.
growth, or all of the usual business type of goals.
Okay. So Meg, when's the next workshop then that you can tell anyone? Is there something in, you know, coming up in the next month or so? Or
yeah, we're doing a couple of workshops with the Worthing and Ader Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
They call them Wise Up 2 sessions, mm-hmm. and we're doing a content session, which is going to be more of a workshop, so to really help business owners come up with some really good content generation, good ideas, and to formulate a content plan for their marketing and for their social media marketing. And that is on March 8th, I believe.
I'm not sure, but it should
people
March,
check? Should people perhaps check the website?
Yes,
please check the website.
Give me your website address, please.
So it's shakeitupcreative.com.
Okay, all right. And what's the best? I know that you're also on Facebook and Twitter and all over the place. What's your Twitter handle?
Shake It Creative.
Okay, all right. And I think that you've got a Facebook group and all sorts of other things available for people. Is that right?
We do. We took the in-person Shake It Hub Help sessions online.
Okay.
So there is a Facebook group that people can ask to join, and then they can post their questions in there anytime they like. And it's either us or a member of that community that can help them.
Brilliant. I'd just love to hear about all the ways that you're encouraging people, and that's really nice. And I hope, and I'm sure it does pay off for you, because, you know, who wouldn't want to do business with people who are so helpful and so friendly and encouraging?
Thank you.
That's really kind.
It's a very It's just a really lovely way to interact with people. And I think, I'm sure that trust comes into it, because if people are entrusting their message to you, mm-hmm. they need to really feel very comfortable and at ease with you, and they need to feel that you understand them and their challenges.
We hope so. Yeah. And I think that now in current times, when there's a lot less business support available, mm-hmm. if we, as just a normal trading company, can try and bridge that gap for people, even just a little bit, then that's a good thing.
Yeah, and, you know, we all kind of, it's like a virtuous circle, isn't it? It helps everybody. So that's how to contact you. And I did ask you to choose a song, and you've chosen Doesn't Matter by Christine and the Queens. Meg, can you tell me a little bit about why that's such a pertinent choice for you?
Yeah, we chose that song because it's off of the latest album, which is called Chris. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say her name, and I'm going to butcher it badly because I'm terrible at French. But we just feel that Eloise Letissier is super, super creative. She is really shaking things up in the music industry. She produced her own album. We think she's, you know, she does a lot to try to stand out, and mm-hmm. she's created her own unique sound. And so there are synergies there. We feel there are synergies, and we have a lot of respect for what she's doing. We love what she's doing. And it's also a great track.
Fantastic. Okay, well, without further ado, then I shall play it. Thank you so much to Meg Fenn and Rachel Dines from Shake It Up Creative for coming in and telling us a little bit about Marketing Magic. Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks, Vivian. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Radio Reverb.
97.2 FM. You are listening to the Brighton Business Show with Vivian Smith. This show is sponsored by Shake It Up Creative. And my next guest today is Shelley Buxey. Shelley, tell me about your business. So you are Strong Living Personal Training, is that right?
That's correct, okay. Yeah.
And you're based in Brighton.
We are, yeah. So okay. I'm based primarily around the Preston Park area, but I do outreach to other areas in Brighton.
Outreach sounds serious. Is that for the very serious cases?
Oh, yeah. All weathers, come rain or shine.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. So that sounds like you're doing quite a lot of outdoor stuff. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely is the way forward. It's a great way to become a bit more functional, so you're not set in particular positions.
Okay.
And being outdoors is the best thing, especially on a nice day.
Well, I mean, this is the perfect place for it, isn't it?
Exactly.
So do you actually take people onto the beach and do stuff with them there, or you more likely to be working out in a park or somewhere like that?
So far I've done mainly park workouts.
Okay.
But I have done the odd beach workout.
All right.
Which is known to be pretty tough. But then no session can't be easy.
Okay, I see. And tell me about your sort of average customer. What do they range in age and kind of fitness levels? Are they already quite fit and want to get better, or are they kind of hopeless couch potato cases?
It's funny because I always think about who I reach out to and what type of clients come to me and the demographics that I'm trying to hit. But actually, it varies a lot.
Sure.
And I think they buy into me and the ways that we have that rapport and that relationship. So it completely varies from a beginner to an athlete, from working out or doing sport massage or rehabilitation or any kind of form of training to help them, really.
Okay, so you do the sports massage as well?
I do.
Oh, brilliant. That's great. So if you push them too hard, there is a cure. You can fix them again.
That is true. Yeah, and it's very handy because it's on the same premises. So
okay,
you're in all safe right. hands either way.
Okay, that sounds good. And so whereabouts is your actual base? You've got a studio as well in Brighton, have you? I mean, I know that you were saying that you work out outside a lot, but you've got a studio here as well.
Yeah, that's right. I work out of Fitness Hub Plus. Okay. They just opened their studio in Preston Park at the summer time, so they haven't been open that long. But it's a brilliant studio space, really open, planned. You can look out on the park as well.
Nice.
They've got a range of cardio equipment, weight training equipment.
Okay.
And they've also got an outdoor rig as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you can really, as you said, sort of make the most of the weather when there is good weather here.
And, exactly. Yeah, I'm planning on doing a session out there Saturday morning.
Okay. And how big are your, presuming you do groups as well as personal training as well, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I run HIIT classes Wednesday nights at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10.
Okay.
Out of Fitness Hub Plus, and that's a 30-minute workout. And that ranges from 5 up to 12 participants. They come along. It's a quick, fast, fat-burning session.
Yeah.
Really effective.
And what does HIIT stand for again? Is that high interval training? Is that right?
High intensity interval
training. High intensity interval training. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So. Because that seems to be all the rage at the moment. Have you seen a really big difference in the way people are working out over the last few years?
Definitely. I think more and more we are having less time to put aside to working out. So the workouts that are fast, effective, people are more than likely going to do those.
Yeah. It's kind of more sustainable, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So people aren't shying away from not working out at all. It's still something. It's better than nothing.
Because the main thing is to move, isn't it? I mean, and also something that will fit in with your lifestyle, I'm assuming. Because in the old days, it was like, you know, people would make a trip to the gym.
Yeah.
But, you know, that could take up so much time, can't it?
Exactly.
So you've got to have, I mean, do you recommend that people always exercise at a particular time of day, kind of getting the habits ingrained, or do you not think it really matters?
Everybody differs, different lifestyles. But I think if you're able to get the workout done first thing in the morning,
You're less likely to let it slide then, I guess.
Yeah. Especially winter, you know, you're more than likely going to hibernate after you finish work. So if you can get it.
And eat lots of carbs, because that's what I always feel like doing in the winter.
I know. It's so true and tempting. Yeah.
And you do some nutrition advice as well for people?
That's right. So I'm a DNA Fit trainer as well. So what that means is that I take samples of people's swabs, send them off to labs, and what they do is come back with a report to state what type of nutrition they should be eating.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah. So it's not so hit and miss as it often is, I think, when people try to change the way that they're eating.
Yeah. I mean, all throughout life, you're trying to battle with what's right, what's wrong, how much, how little.
Yeah. And also what's right for you, because, you know, what works for one person, what I've learned in you know, in my journey through my fitness life, is what works for one person doesn't work for me. Or, you know, something's going to be great for me, but, you know, someone else might say, no, that's rubbish. I can't do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And that's the problem with the nutritional industry, is that when they come out with terms, or, you know, protein is, you know, you've got to have a high amount of protein, that's not generally going to work for everybody.
No.
And that's the problem of being not a regulated industry. It's kind of generalized instead of it being individual.
And there's the intermittent fasting at the moment, isn't there, and the keto diet and all those other kind of things.
So
how do you pick your way through? I mean, when someone comes to you and they say, look, I really want to do something this year, I want to kind of, you know, tackle my eating habits or tackle my fitness, what's the first thing you do? Do you kind of go through quite a detailed questionnaire with them? What how do you start with them?
Yeah, I meet them. I go through a consultation, because a lot of the time you've got to be in the right mindset to take on any changes.
Okay, fair enough.
Style. And what I do with that also is I get an idea, so I get them to write down a 4-day food diary.
That's the killer, isn't it? Does anyone actually admit to what they're it's a bit like, how much wine do you drink in
the
week?
Otherwise you're just going to be lying to yourself.
That's true.
Once I've got that 4-day food diary, I analyze, you know, their intake of the calories, protein, carbs, fat, and look at also their lifestyle.
Sure.
So how busy they are, because obviously, you know, if you're aiming at cutting the sugar, some lifestyles are going to really struggle with that.
And then I want
them to monitor, as I give them a food plan, monitor their energy levels as they go through the weeks. So at week 3, I review what they're eating and see actually if it's beneficial for them.
That's great. I like the fact that it's, you know, you're adjusting it as someone goes along. And have you got an event of some kind coming up? What's happening on your calendar at the moment?
That's right. So I have a workshop which is called a kettlebell swing workshop. That's on the 9th.
Sounds dangerous.
What the aim of that is to teach the fundamentals of the kettlebell swing.
Okay.
There's a lot of different variations. And again, just like anything, if there's a new exercise, there's a new type of food or fact that's going around, the best way is to really look at how to teach it properly.
Sure.
Exercising is a really risky thing to do.
Well, I suppose there's so much potential for injury, isn't there?
Exactly, hugely. And especially now where we've got budget gyms, which are great, but actually...
Excuse me.
Personal trainers aren't there to teach them. So there are a few things that I've seen in the gym which I'm actually generally quite scared about watching, and kettlebell swing being one of them. And if you really nail that technique properly, it's the most effective exercise you can do. So it's an hour, 11 till 12 on Saturday the 9th of March.
And that's held at your premises?
That's at Fitness Hub Plus, at Preston Park. It's £10. We run through a little bit of anatomy and physiology. Obviously you get a good workout,
sure,
and then you get a goodie bag to take away.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice touch.
Yeah, definitely.
And what's the best way for people to get hold of you? Do you have a website?
I do, yeah. Okay. So www.stronglivingpt.com, and you can purchase the tickets online as well.
Brilliant. And once they've started with that, presumably then they can go on maybe to do some regular work with you, because I'm guessing that's the answer really, is to do something consistently regularly.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the thinking behind Strong Living Personal Training is about actually implementing and teaching people to take those skills away and actually do the exercise or do any kind of nutritional tips that I can offer and put it into their long-term, you know, behaviour change and their lifestyle to make it better. So we'll be doing a monthly workshop once a month, and that will differ from exercise, nutrition, planning, training, etc.
Oh, that sounds very sensible. So you've got plenty of variety for people, but you've also got the individual kind of attention as well and advice as well.
Yeah, exactly that. And I didn't want to lose that because everybody is very different and one is not going to suit everyone.
And how long have you been in this industry? I mean, have you always been in the fitness industry?
For as long as I know, yes. It's been a while, yeah. I first started my sports science degree and then I fell into doing personal training.
Okay.
I'm also a sport lecturer as
well. Oh, right, okay. Where do you lecture?
East Sussex College.
That's fantastic.
Based in Lewis, yeah.
Okay.
So I do, part-time there, teaching 16 to 19-year-olds sport diploma.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I've got a bit of variety, but I just never want to lose that teaching element to it.
And I think, you know, teaching the next generation coming up and instilling your enthusiasm into them is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, okay. I love that age. It's a big turning curve for them at that age. It's a huge amount of opportunities and it can be really overwhelming.
Sure.
And also being in the health industry, in the fitness industry, mental health now is a huge epidemic, especially in that age group. And so trying to get them to encourage to do more exercise. Mm.
Because it's so beneficial, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I know that there are particular studies about depression and the effects of the beneficial effects of exercise.
Exactly.
And it's having that focus, isn't it? And it's doing something to look after yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
But changing the mood and changing the scenery and getting out there and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. So. Thank you very much. So let's just, that's. Strong Living Personal Training, and do you have a Facebook group as well?
I do. So I'm on Facebook, Strong Living PT, as well as Instagram. So you can see me getting up to all sorts on there.
And so people can see you in the flesh before they actually meet you in the flesh, as
of course.
It were.
I like to break down that barrier.
Yeah, sure. Well, you seem very upfront and very kind of straightforward, and I think, you know, that's, in a way, that's a really good place to start, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what would you say to encourage someone who's maybe listening to this and wavering a little bit? I don't know. You know, am I going to be just a bit clueless for, you know, Shelley, do you mind complete beginners coming to you?
Of course
no.
No. Okay. No. It's hard to not compare yourself to other people.
Sure.
But I'm always, this is your competition yourself.
Okay.
And by stepping in the door to the studio or picking up the phone to come and chat to me is your first step towards actually making that change. And it's not a daunting process at all. I'm there to support you, whatever you need. You know, you're changing a big thing in your lifestyle. So you're going to have worries, stresses, be nervous, anxious, which is all part of the deal. But actually, you're stepping outside your comfort zone, which is why. And you're doing that for a reason, to make your life more beneficial and positive.
Absolutely. That's brilliant. And can you give the number out for people to call? Is that
my mobile number?
Is that all right? Would you rather they just go through the website? I'm just thinking sometimes people are like, right, hang on, let me write it down.
No, of course. So my number is 07590996679. You can also find that on the website as well. Or drop me an email, whatever.
Fantastic. Thank you so much to Shelley Buxey from Strong Living Personal Training.
Thank you.
And I've got a very corny song next, I'm afraid. But do you do any cycling with clients?
I do, yeah.
Yes, okay. Well, there we go. That's perfect then.
Fits well. Thank you.
This is Vivian Smith on the Brighton Business Show, broadcasting on 97.2 FM. And today's show is sponsored by Shake It Up Creative. You can listen to or download the podcast on iTunes or via the Brighton Business Show podcast. If you'd like to sponsor a show yourself or tell me about an event you're involved in, or maybe just come on as my guest, please contact me via the Radio Reverb website or find the Brighton Business Show on Facebook or Twitter.
Radio Reverb.
Radio Reverb.
Radio Reverb. 97.2 FM, Radio Reverb.
So you've been listening to the Brighton Business Show with Vivian Smith. Today's show has been sponsored by Shake It Up Creative. The show is aired on the third Sunday of the month at 2 p.m, the following Wednesday at 10 a.m, and the following Friday at 7 a.m. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes or via the Brighton Business Show podcast. Please do get in touch with your ideas, news and events. Maybe you'd like to sponsor a show or come on as a guest. Maybe I could report from your event. Do get in touch. You can find us on Facebook or via the radioreverb.com website. And I'd like to say a big thank you to all my guests today. Meg Fenn and Rachel Dines from Shake It Up Creative and Shelley Buxey from Strong Living Personal Training. See you next month.